Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The Rust Belt Rising 2013 Almanac is out. The inaugural edition features poetry, prose, depictions, maps, and musings from more than two dozen contributors, many hailing from and describing Philadelphia. The book is also the first offering from The Head and the Hand Press, located in Kensington, and its founder, Nick Esposito, joins us now. Nick, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave.
First off, the title, The Rust Belt. I don't typically think of Philadelphia specifically when I envision that region.
Yeah, this has come up a few times talking to people, and I guess of Philadelphia having such a variation of personalities throughout the years, being the nation's capital for a time, a financial powerhouse, an artistic powerhouse, and then the manufacturing powerhouse that it was. You know, at the time they called it the foundry of the nation. It was where so many things were made in this country in the late 19th century into the 20th century, and then as that foundry basically shut down, the kind of what it did to those communities. And I think, especially living in Kensington, just seeing the devastation of factory jobs leaving and what it left behind, I think puts us in with the Rust Belt.
Tell me more about the structure of the book.
You know, as you said, it's an almanac, and we really tried to stay as true to form as possible. We did a lot of research, most specifically at the Rosenbach Library in Center City, just treasure trove of old books. It was a really, really wonderful experience, and we, you know, actually were holding with white gloves, of course, Poor Richard's Almanac, the copies from Ben Franklin's time, looking through, seeing the different departments and trying to incorporate them into the almanac. And we have planting guides, we have maps. The almanac opens with an essay by our pseudonymous editor, which was, you know, Poor Richard was Richard Saunders, who was the alter ego of Ben Franklin. And it really allowed people like Ben Franklin to take some risks, be provocative, even blasphemous, while still concealing a little bit of their identity.
I'd like to hear about the example from Christopher Wink. We've worked with him here at WHYY in a reporting capacity as well.
Yeah, that was a really fun day when that submission came in. One, because I've known Chris for a little while, and I love the work he does with Technically Philly. And also, his story, it was just a great slice of life. It's called Radiator Heat.
One page,
but a lot in that page. We actually were exploring something that he wrote that we really liked, saying that your grandfather bought a house in this certain neighborhood, your father abandoned it, and now you're back buying an investment property in it. And he just, you know, I think he really had his finger on the pulse of what's happening in these neighborhoods.
And some of the tensions therein, where there's this zeal to move forward and create something new, but yet, in this case, the prospective buyer really loved what was still old and remained from a previous time, especially the radiators. So by definition, an almanac is not considered to be one and done. What's next?
We have a whole sequence. We want to put out Rust Belt Rising every year. It's going to be a yearly publication, but that leads into our idea for our quarterly. We want to be putting out anthologies quarterly. We're a small company. We can't put out many books per year, but we want to put out as many voices as possible. So four times a year, we want to put out an almanac. The next three almanacs will be the Corn Belt Almanac about agriculture and food in America. Then there's the Asteroid Belt Almanac about science and technology in America. And then finally, the Bible Belt Almanac about religion and philosophy. And what's great about it is it's not just putting it into one region. I think that's where we're going. That's what's interesting about your question about Philadelphia not being always the first city that comes to mind when you think of Rust Belt, with Corn Belt, just really using that as a device to then bring up all of these issues of food and farming in our country. Bible Belt, same thing, hearing about voices of religion and philosophy in this country and how we're handling it and doing it through the form of the almanac, which we love.
The gumption and grit of you and your cohort at Head in the Hand will be on display Wednesday evening at the Free Library. Describe that event.
So the Free Library was very gracious enough to host us. We're really happy to be there talking about the almanac. It was such a collaborative effort. We're going to be joined with Linda Gallant, who is our editorial director, and Angela Miles, who is the designer. We'll also be joined with contributors Liz Moore, celebrated author in Philadelphia, and Jeffrey Stockbridge, who is a photographer who does Kensington Blues. And they're going to be going through a photo essay that they have published in the book about life underneath the L in Kensington.
Nick, best of luck. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Nick Esposito, founder of The Head and the Hand Press, located in Kensington. The book is called The Rust Belt Rising 2013 Almanac of Matters Curious, Useful, and Entertaining to the People of the Rust Belt and Beyond. You can hear more of our conversation at newsworks.org.